Hey everyone, it's Abe. Before the episode starts, I just wanted to get ahead of something real quick. I had a message for Joel that I am so sorry if anything I said in this episode was out of line of any sorts. And if that is the case, then it's probably just because I'm extremely jealous because of how monstrously tall you are. All right, enjoy the episode.
Good evening, and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Now, the number one question that's been on every American's mind this week. What are these bats chatting about?
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
I am chatting.
All right, it's Abe.
What's up?
I'm trying to think of like a cool song we can play to get everybody excited.
Should I do my remix?
Episode.
Should I do like a little hot on the.
If you want. Yeah. I was trying to think of some sort of late show program. Like we did Jimmy Fallon last week. Mm-hmm. We've done the Colbert Report.
How about hang on, just like let me cook on the buttons here real quick. I'm feeling something. I'm feeling hot. Ready? Are you ready?
All right.
Let me feel a little something here. I'm channeling something. I actually clicked. Wait. Okay. Heck.
No, it's okay. Just keep channeling. Hey.
He's so delightful. He's so delightful.
Screaming so good.
Oh shit.
I'm so delightful.
I think that's a good intro song.
He's so delightful. It's Abe.
That was really good. Wow. Well. Okay. Well, thanks. All
amazed.
Right. Well, thanks everybody for. Everybody for coming today.
Thank you.
We're so blessed to be in your presence, Abe.
This is episode 62 of Bat Chat. I want to thank Abe for that.
You must be Bodie.
Classic. Perfect. There.
And I want to thank Joel also is on here today.
Hey, yo.
Welcome back. Thanks for the cool song playing us in.
I feel like expressing myself. I feel like expressing my glands real quick, if you didn't mind.
I love being showered in Abe's glands.
Yeah, I had to just like spray myself on you guys real quick. My feelings. Just spray my feelings.
Marking his territory.
So you're just spraying all of our listeners.
Yeah, I just spray you guys, all our listeners. Just like my gold. Did you guys know that it's gold when it gets squeezed out? I talked about the anal gland video last episode, but it's gold. It's shiny and gold.
I assumed it would be like. Because Castor from a beaver is kind of gold yellow.
Casper the ghost?
No, Castor. Like castor oil from like a beaver's anus gland.
Oh.
What do they rub that on?
They just shit
Jacob
it
rubs
out,
it
I
on
think.
His hands. Jacob rubs it on his hands to be silky smooth.
That's not true.
It's like camouflaging himself. The beavers like don't even know he's there because he's smothered in their goo.
Yeah, so that he can hide. He can swim up into their dens and sit inside of them. And so he's addicted to watching like mother beavers breastfeed.
Oh, Jesus.
And so he rubs himself with the castor oil. Swims up into the dams.
Oh.
And then he just perches there and he giggles to himself. He's like, wow.
Jesus Christ.
I love motherhood.
Jake, how big do you think it is inside a beaver dam? Like, do you think you could fit in there?
They can be big. Technically, they don't sleep in the dam. They sleep in a separate structure called the lodge.
What do they do in the dam?
And that's typically in the center of their impoundment.
And it's technically above water, but it's.
But it's underwater, yeah. Mostly underwater. But there's a terrain. Yeah, there's a above water mm-hmm. element to it.
And where do you usually hang out?
I usually hang out on the side of the road.
Oh.
And my boss, he also hangs out on the side of the road, but they usually use a gun.
They kill them. They kill. Oh, Jake, no. You sometimes. Kill beavers.
You hate beavers because I they have what you don't have. Freedom.
That's not true.
And glands.
Well, that's not. That is kind of true.
You're jealous of their castor oils.
They are free.
I would not.
It smells horrible.
I wouldn't mind being a beaver, man. They're pretty cool.
Sick. Eat tree, drag tree, put tree in river.
They're the engineers.
Rub bee hole all over stuff to give excrete gland.
Yeah, I get to hang out with Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That sounds like the life, man.
I mean, speaking of like rubbing our anal glands and stuff, there's a pretty big event coming up. For a lot of North America, this coming Monday. Actually, this will release on the day of the solar eclipse, actually.
Imagine.
I don't know if you've heard about this.
Imagine the sexual adrenaline coursing through your body while you're seeing one of God's most beautiful creations and listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you're going to be rock hard if you got this
on
Monday.
It's
going to
be Fat Chat at Night Part 2, no matter what part of the day you're in.
Whoa.
It's always going to be night. Yeah. At least here in the beautiful city of Buffalo.
Bed chat in the evening.
I just wanted to kind of ask, like, I mean, do you guys have anything prepped? I've been seeing a lot of content recently. A lot of people are kind of putting two and two together, like, there was an earthquake, right? And now the sun's going to be...
Oh, y'all are talking about...
Obscured, you know?
The end times...
Yes.
I'm more than ready. I cannot wait for it to be the end of the fucking world. This shit can't come fast enough. I'm done. I'm over it.
Swan diving into a fissure in the earth.
Like. Yeah, I'm fully ready to go to take place in some sort of Mad Max style universe. I want to have
Jurassic
like,
World type scenario. The earth cracks open. They start fucking flooding out. Sounds
yeah.
awesome.
Like Hollow Earth style.
I want to tame like a dinosaur. I don't want to have like a boss anymore. I just want to like fucking ride around in my like souped up fucking like Dodge Charger and just like ride around the desert shirtless, wearing like a gas mask. That's all.
That would be kind of hard.
Yeah, it'd be tight as fuck.
Yeah, you were born.
Well,
for
I'm
it.
Wondering. I'm wondering if like, you know, because like the solar eclipse has like kind of like a defined path, right?
Yeah.
So like, is it just gonna be Mad Max like in the strip of where it goes over? Like, is everything just under it gonna get destroyed? Because like, what if you live in like Utah? Do you even get a heads up?
Well, obviously,
you know what I mean?
Obviously,
the
Mormons
over?
Will be saved. Utah will remain entirely unchanged like, because yeah. they are the only ones on the right path.
The true holy.
They will be brought. Yeah, they will be brought to rapture yeah. upon that. Yeah,
the
upon
world,
that
the world will descend from around them, and the yeah. shape of Utah will remain.
Yeah, Utah will just be like cookie cuttered out of the U.S. and just be like lifted up into heaven.
Ascend, my sons.
My beautiful blonde
I think it'd be
angels.
Cool. Oh my god. Oh, Jesus.
$100,000 or dinner with Joseph Smith?
Oh, I've seen those videos. Those videos are good.
I
would want a selfie with Joseph Smith.
Yeah, I would want to just, like, say what's up. I feel like, okay, because honestly, like, unironically, I feel like, you know, crazy people are always, like, the best hang, you know? And I feel like if this, like, mentally unwell man who's, like, because, like, you know, if he's, like, claiming to be a prophet, you know, that'd be a dope-ass hang, I feel like.
Yeah,
imagine,
sick.
You know.
Light up a blunt with him.
I was going to say, killer blunt rotation. You, Joseph Smith, and, I don't know.
Whoever that guy who invented Scientology.
Oh, L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a hell of a
match. L. Ron Hubbard would be, like, nightmare blunt rotation. He would be, like, it'd be terrifying.
So Mormon dude, as an Abe.
Yep, me.
Elon Musk, I feel like, you know, he's there to stir the pot.
Yeah, just to, like, I want to see them, like, get into it. I want to fight them, like, fucking, like, Digimon.
Oh, my God.
I want to make them fight each other.
Karl Marx. We need a whole other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just cover, like, every single possible political opinion. And I'm just there to, like, clap and laugh.
Yeah, you're the host.
Like
a
fucking bait, like a seal.
Here we have historical blunt rotation with our host, Abe Stroka.
Historical blunt rotation.
That would be pretty sick. That'd
be
a great
show.
It'd be a cool way for you to, like, you know, to, like, enjoy, like, the eclipse. You know, like, that would be a good group of guys to, like, just roll up a blunt. Maybe have a little glass of bourbon.
Who are you putting in your sip. Mad Max monster truck? Who you got shotgun and who you got in the back seat?
I would do... So this is like post eclipse, right?
Yeah, eclipse has come. It's basically carved a new world order and turned the entire fucking earth into a dry desert. And we all have to like drive giant fucking V8 engines around to fight each other for gasoline and water.
I think so. Like celebrities or like historical figures too, right?
Yeah,
I would do Harriet Tubman.
Mm. Oh, nice. Covering your bases on them.
I would do, so Harriet Tubman. I'd do Rosa Parks. And then... Nice. RFK. Those would be my three, I think.
Oh, my God.
That's an incredible rotation.
Yeah, it really proves a lot about you as a person, Jacob.
Wait, so was that your blunt rotation, or was that, like, Abe, I thought you said it was a Mad Max car pack.
Yeah,
that's my Mad Max team. Yeah. That's my survival team. But you know we're going to be chief in Joel.
Oh, of course.
You know we're going to be good.
You know
can I add two more people?
Yeah, sure. You have an SUV that you drive around the desert. Okay. You have a minivan.
I also want Ocho Cinco. I also want Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp.
Oh that's those are great additions.
That is fucking so
Shannon Sharp. Dude, Shannon Sharp is the shit right now.
If I had Unc and Ocho with Rosa Parks and freaking Harriet Tubman and RFK, could you imagine?
Shannon Sharp would be the guy who like rides around your trunk and operates the giant harpoon gun that you use to like skewer other fucking cars in the desert.
you know Ocho would be making some wisecracks.
Yeah.
You know, from the backseat. You know their dynamics too good. I would definitely, I'd want them. And that's it. That's my five.
Yeah, that sounds like an
I think it's well
team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and six including myself. So that's a pretty good six.
Yeah.
But then you can fit the harpoon gun in the back of the Honda Odyssey. Or you know, I don't know if you're like the Toyota.
Or maybe like you could like mount it on the roof.
I'd probably just use my cross trek still.
Oh yeah.
With like added mounting.
It has
on the
X
back.
Mode.
Just out the trunk. You have the trunk lifted up.
You know what I think stupid is, okay, this is totally, there's nothing to do with anything else. I got a letter in the mail from like my Subaru dealership, like, oh, you currently pay this amount of money for your car, but you could trade it in and pay an extra $100 a month for a new car.
Sounds awesome.
And I'm like, what? Why? Anyways, that's my five.
Think of how much cooler it'd be to spend $100 a month on just something that's just like what you have, but a little bit different.
Also, that's true. All debt will be eliminated in the impending apocalypse. So, I mean, like, what do you have to fucking worry about? So,
yeah, I might as well get
the nicest
one.
Jake, you gotta screw that up. Think of how much more torque that new Subaru has with the all-wheel drive.
That's right, yeah. You're going to need that all-wheel drive for the fucking desert wastelands that you'll be tearing it up across.
I'm definitely building, like, a fucking immense, like, a giant dune buggy that I can fit, like, 8 passengers on.
I'm going to get, like, I want to recruit the entire cast of Tulsa King, and then instead of, like...
Fuck.
And then instead of, like, driving around, we just, like, sit in a cave, and, like, we reenact scenes. I make them reenact scenes for me at, like, gunpoint.
Now eat the spread.
Eat it. eat the spread. He's like, we don't have any food, man. We don't have any spread,
man. We're supposed to eat spread. We don't got any spread.
I don't have any crackers. There's no crackers or water. Do it. Or no, we have crackers, but no water. And I just keep making him repeat the scene where he eats crackers over and over again.
They're all probably saltines. His mouth is so dry. Yeah.
And I all three of Sylvester Stallone's daughters are my willing brides.
Oh yeah, they're in your harem for sure.
Yeah, they're in my harem. They love me very much because of what I do to their dads, all the things I do to their dad. Because I make him like pull my cart around the desert like a pack mule.
Oh, you have like a, the whole cast has you propped up on their shoulders in like a fucking big cart style where they walk you around.
I was pushing more like an Oregon Trail style cart where like it's just like Sylvester Stallone with like a big leather harness. The harness itself weighs like 50 pounds.
So you have a Tulsa King sled team to your Oregon to your covered wagon.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, and you guys like leave me alone because you know I don't want any part in war, I just want peace. I have nothing. All I have are my Tulsa slaves. I don't have.
What else could you need? Yeah.
Like, he's peaceful. He don't mean nothing to nobody. All he wants to do is watch his programs.
Yeah, he just wants to watch his shows.
Yeah.
Just wants to watch his telly.
It's a covered wagon with, like, monster truck wheels. He's, like, slowly careening around the desert. I think that's pretty fire.
Yeah. Joel, what about yours? What do you got?
Probably Danny Brown.
Ooh. Joel's running ciphers in his car.
J.R. Tolkien. Bernie Sanders.
Joel's going for the Joel's like the intellectuals club. He's like the fucking. He's like all sorts of arts and philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, we need to. I need to learn things, man. Oh, so like I need someone who's really good at survival, like. We'll get Bear Grylls in there.
Yeah, just covering all his bases.
I guess that's pretty smart.
Shaggy.
No, Danny Brown.
Shaggy? What the fuck? You can't have Shaggy.
Why can't you?
Can be Shaggy from Scooby Doo, or are you talking about Shaggy the musician?
Either or.
Both.
I guess either way, I'm kind of pissed off that you said Shaggy.
No!
I don't know why that answer just pisses me off.
And the Grumble. I want the Grumble.
And your cat to, like, piss all over everybody.
Shaggy? So it could be either Shaggy.
I like to think it's both.
And the Grumble.
Like, he has both the cartoon Joel Shaggy. Has
both Shaggies. So fucked. I hate that answer. That answer pisses me off.
No, Shaggy, I do not want to solve any mysteries today.
Well, if I can have animated Shaggy, I want Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh, nice. He could cook you up.
Or actually, take that back. Professional chef Bobby Flay.
Oh damn, you'd rather have Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay over
Big Ramsay.
I don't want.
That's
well,
crazy.
I guess Gordon. Gordon is like, you know, he's kind of rigid, and he'll tell me what's what. He won't let me piss in the wind.
Gordon's gonna keep me
straight.
He'd run a tight camp, and I don't know if you've like seen him. Like Gordon Ramsay's like ripped as fuck, dude. Like he'd be really good for like
he could totally tow a covered wagon as a sled dog.
somebody has to be the sled dog. Imagine like, oh man, that's like having like a professional chef is such like an underrated move, because imagine you're like you're starving in the fucking desert and all of a sudden like it's like, don't worry guys, I just found of this big delicious iguana, I'm gonna cook it up for us.
And then Gordon just comes up, snatches it from Bear Grylls. He's like, no, you fucking idiot.
He makes
you
like
have
some
to skin
yeah, he,
it first
he turns
and
it into
pit roast it.
Turns into delicious fillets, just individualized.
Dude, I bet
steaks.
he could cook an iguana like no one ever has.
Oh god, I want Gordon Ramsay to like spit roast me some sort like a snake.
Oh,
I want Gordon Ramsay to spit iguana roast me.
Dude, honestly, I'm really happy
Diddy.
with my blood relation card. I feel like I'm well kitted.
Yeah,
you really covered for like any sort of situation.
It does kind of make me almost now. I kind of hope that the apocalypse does come Monday, because then I can meet all these people.
I feel like we'll be really prepared, too. We've really thought this through in a way that other people haven't.
That's something that's so stupid about all this shit all the time. Like, you, like these prepper people, I get being prepared for, like, emergencies and stuff, but, like, do you really want to live the rest of your life? Like, if the world ended?
Yeah, because, like, what are you gaining like, from that? You know what I mean? Just, like, sitting in, like, a fucking tomb eating fucking beans for, like, another 30 years, like, alone. Like, it doesn't really...
Wouldn't you just want to, like, kill yourself?
Like, it doesn't really...
Like, I don't...
Yeah, it's, like, it's the idea that, like, you'll eventually be able to, like, come out and start a new society... Like, I'm confused. Because then...
Yeah, but what if you can't? Because what if our three squads are running trains at that point?
Yeah, imagine, like, yeah, you spend... You're, like, a hyper-religious person, and you spend, like, 30 years just, like, fucking underground, like, trying to fucking... trying to, like, fucking, you know, hide and survive, and just eating, like, Chef Boyardee raviolis for, like, that whole time. And you finally emerge, and you're like, alright, it's time to start a new society. I'm going to rebuild everything from the ground up. And as soon as you poke your head out, like, Joel just throws, like, a fucking, like, a javelin through your noggin. Just lights out.
I got some javelins. Opens,
and you get cooked.
Open the bucket door, you just see Harriet Tubman, and then you're dead.
Yeah.
And you're dead.
Harriet
you're dead.
Tubman with a battle axe.
Is that fucking Harriet Tubman? Dead.
Boom. Done. Fucking Gordon Ramsay fucking turns you into a delicious fucking Michelin star meal. I feel like that's inevitable. Like, all the finest chefs would go crazy from lack of sustenance, and they would all become, like, cannibals. They turn to the long pig for consumption. I changed my whole answer. I forget the Tulsa King cast. I would go solo and become a cannibal.
You might as well have Emeril.
Yeah, Emeril Lagasse and Maria Menounos. We're like three cannibals that wander the fucking desert.
And imagine repopulating the Earth with the spawn of you, Maria Menounos, and the spawn of Maria Menounos.
Yeah, we all spunk in a pile on the desert. The desert ground, and it fucking...
You spawn like salmon.
In the desert sand.
Oh, man. You and Emeril just like Maria just kind of like poops out some eggs, then you and Emeril just crank your hogs over
That's
there.
It's called making love.
Yeah, in the future, that's how we have sex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't want to... Okay, this is, like, a big problem I had with I had this, like, a big argument coming out of the theaters after seeing Dune 2. Don't worry, Joel, this doesn't really spoil anything.
All right.
But my biggest complaint... Loved the movie. Loved Dune 2. Which, I mean, I know you did too, Jacob.
Obviously,
I have a huge complaint, though, with Dune 2 and the premise and the plot of Dune 2, and that is that there are several lovemaking scenes which occur in tents in the desert, the spice-filled desert, and, like, that just seems like a recipe for fucking disaster. And
what do you mean?
And also, what do you mean? Like, you're getting, like, sand and, like, you're getting, like, if you rub spice on the tip of your thingy.
In the cooch.
Spice in your coochie? Yeah. That's a nightmare. Sand and spice in your coochie, so it's itchy and you're tripping balls.
Imagine, spice in your dong tip.
Yeah, rubbing spice on the tip of your dinghy. Like, that just seems like a fucking, you're gonna be losing your fucking gourd, dude.
And you're breathing a lot while you're fucking getting after it. You're just huffing more spice.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about it. I guess I didn't put too much thought into that.
That was all I was thinking about the whole movie.
Maybe it's like kind of freaky, man. Like, you know, tripping and... They're just tripping and fucking and...
And maybe they're just freakier than most.
Yeah, I guess they just do it better, you know? Fremen do it better. They always, like, apologize for, like, you know, like, losing their water and everything. Well, actually, this just goes, do the still suits, do they recycle spunk?
Yeah, and poop.
And poop?
And pee.
And I guess you've read the book, so yeah, you would know. So you poop in the...
They never describe it. They never describe someone, like... nutting their shorts,
pushing out a log in the still suits.
It absorbs all the water's all the body's moisture in the suit. So, like, if you poop or you pee, it absorbs the water from it.
Where does the rest of the poop go? Just like a little piece of beef jerky comes out your pant leg.
I guess. Yeah, pretty much. And I guess maybe it would be the same with, like, you know, like your spunk. You just get a little, you know,
yeah,
little flaky guy. Yeah, it looks like pull it out or something. I don't know.
It looks like a frosted flake, like, comes out of your, like, fucking pocket. Like, ooh, breakfast time.
it's like dehydrated fruit. I think you just add water to it and you can eat.
Yeah, like one of those dried mangoes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you get hungry, you can just eat. You can just rehydrate rehydrate.
So delicious.
Yeah, that's I feel like this only furthers our thinking, you know, if you survive the apocalypse and all you have to do, like, all you have left to eat is just your own rehydrated nut
and poop.
And poop. Like, did you really want to make it this far? Yeah, you know, like maybe he could have just not done that. You know,
just doesn't seem worth it. Like, unless you're really gonna take the dive and go full long pig, then I really don't think that. Like, I really can't see like myself pig. Like enjoying life unless I'm like eating good foods. Because otherwise, like, what else? I'm a big believer in carnal desires. That's like, you know, the source of all life. You know, you have sex, art, and food, and yeah. And like pretty much okay.
And football.
And football. That's number four. and there's no all the NFL stadiums, they fall into the fucking crater in the earth.
Fuck.
And then fucking maybe we can establish some sort of new apocalyptic style football.
Ooh.
Where it's like murderous.
Yeah, Full Metal Football.
Why don't they just let OJ play?
Yeah, just let OJ play.
Just let OJ go, man.
Oh, I mean, and Jake, you got Chad Ochocinco, so like you're already got a leg up.
Oh, my team would be stacked. Nice. Him and Unk.
You hear Rasheed Rice Shay in his Lamborghini.
Oh my god, what is like? What that is so. And not to hate on the Chiefs, although I do hate them, but it is funny how like
the Chiefs.
They have an issue with like with cars in that whole team.
Yeah.
Like Andy Reid's son got arrested for a DWI, they win a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes' dad has had 3 WDIs, won three Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Now Rasheed Rice is driving like 200 miles per hour and shit, and like posting a public apology on Instagram, which I think should work.
Yeah,
like, that should be
if
enough.
It doesn't matter if you like cause like a fucking 10 car pile up and get caught with like an ungodly
dude,
amount
I'm sorry.
Of fucking drugs, dude. You should as long as you apologize. You should be good.
Especially
to go.
On Instagram on a story. Yeah. My bad.
Play some football. Come on.
Come on, you're trying to get to the game now. You need to cause no problems.
It just goes to show, like, living in Kansas City must drive a man insane.
Yeah, like, you have to get drunk and drive your car. It's the only form of entertainment left.
What else are you going to do? Go to the movies? Watch Dune 2, where you watch them try to have desert sex? Like, that, and then just drives you more insane? He was coming...
Where's the spunk?
He was coming back from the theaters, and he's like, it doesn't make any sense. Do the still suits absorb the spunk? Ah! Just like...
Had to get drunk. Had to go drive.
Yeah. Just
pounding. Well, speaking of drunk driving, I had a few organic lagers last night, and I enjoyed some of women's basketball. Are you guys watching this tournament at all?
I've been ignorant of the newfound women's basketball craze, unfortunately. I've been too busy.
Well, everybody is getting into the women's basketball.
Everybody loves women's basketball.
Everybody loves the women's basketball, and many say no one loves women's basketball more than me. Many say.
I've heard this. You are number one women's basketball fan. You've told me many times. You're just number one women fan, Jacob. You're such a beautiful feminist.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. It's just who I am. It's part of my nature.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was sipping some organic lagers last night. I'm watching women's basketball, and I'm watching Iowa versus yeah.
Yes.
Well, I love the game. I mostly just love the game. And Otis is with me, and he's watching. And we're like, you know, I'm watching Iowa versus UConn. Sorry, Adam. go Hawkeyes. Sorry, Adam. Anyways, he'll hear this too. Anyways, and I'm watching these broads ball, and it's kind of making me think like if you like, how hard would it be for one of these broads to like make the NBA, like, realistically?
I mean, I feel...
And...
I don't know. I think that... I mean, isn't one of the... Like, who's the one... Who's the girl playing right now who's, like, breaking records, like, incredibly historic, fucking... Whoever, Clark? I can't remember.
Caitlin Clark. She played last night.
Yeah.
Especially, like,
I would imagine she could make it.
Especially, like, I could see, like, arguments being made in, like contact sports, you know? But in, like, fucking basketball, like, I feel like that if is, like, would be, like, one of the first sports if there were to be, like, a unisex league, you know?
I could see women's
doing because Ice Cube offered her like $5 million to join like his 3v3 league he has or something.
That's sick.
She should have fucking taken
it. Is kind
dude,
of should have did
that. Oh my god! Can you imagine joining Ice Cube's 3v3 league, dude?
If he's paying you enough money, that's all I do with my life.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god.
I'll be there for you, Ice Cube.
That's so fucking sick. God. I wish I was a professional athlete.
Jake, what team are you a fan of, would you say?
I don't really, like, I like the Raptors.
Oh.
You know, it's usually who I, Grady Dick, obviously. I'm a pretty big
classic
Grady Dick
guy. Grady Dick.
Oh, you're always talking Grady about Grady Dick.
Big on Grady.
Grady Dick.
Grady Dick Elevator.
Grady Dick is what you call it when you have sex in the desert.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I don't really care about any of the teams. I kind of want Caitlin Clark just to win, just so like, just for the hype's sake,
just to make like conservatives mad.
Why not? But I don't know. I was thinking about it too, and like, it's kind of weird that because a lot more people are at least like caring about the women's tournament than the men's tournament, because like the men's tournament doesn't really have any like players that like you recognize.
No superstars. Everybody loves a superstar.
But all the good players leave college for the NBA after, like, a year.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no, like, superstars in college in men.
Makes sense. This
is a bunch of, like, future, like, Andy Elliott, like, customers. So.
Or Andy Elliott employees.
Yeah, or current Andy Elliott employees.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know. It was a peaceful evening, and it just made me really think, like, man, I really want to see some of these broads at Delaware Park, and I want to see them lace up against Joel, and I want to see...
That would
I want to watch Joel get torn to shreds by these women.
That's
what I thought.
Definitely would. I'm trash at basketball.
Yeah.
I didn't even think basketball terms. I want to just watch them beat you up.
That does sound kind of fun.
Yeah, just like no basketball. Like lacing up just like steel-toe boots and then just kicking Joel's ass.
I just want the entire women's Iowa Hawkeyes roster to fly out to Buffalo, and like I'll be like, yeah, Joel, yeah, you can meet him at Delaware Park. Like they want to hoop and stuff. And like Joel's like, oh, that sounds
they'll
so cool.
Give you some pointers. They want to do a meet and greet.
They just jump him. They just kick his ass.
Merciless. Just absolutely
just beat his
merciless.
Ass down.
Yeah.
I was asking for it.
You invite Joel's parents out to watch.
Yeah, Joel's mom and dad are just watching. Like, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. DeBell, you guys got to come watch this. It's going to be so cool. Joel's going to play with, like, all these great players. It's going to be so exciting.
You're, like, phrasing... The way you're phrasing it is that it's, like, a Make-A-Wish thing. Like, it's like he's meeting a bunch of WNBA stars. Or not WNBA, but he's meeting a bunch of college basketball stars. And he's like... isn't that special for him? Isn't that what he needs? Isn't that what he
wants?
It's like
a Make-A-Wish kid, even though like it's not his wish.
Yeah,
we're just making him do it anyway.
Fully not dying, or he will be dying.
Oh,
after.
It's like make a nightmare program.
Yeah,
I've added too good for too long. I gotta be.
We don't make people's dreams come true. We make their nightmares come true, and we force it on them. Like, I know Joel for a long time. Like, since, I mean, listeners know, we've known each other forever, and I know Joel's longest-standing fear that I know of is getting his ass beat in Delaware Park by a women's D1 college basketball
team. Yeah, he brings it up a lot.
I've never been able to go see women play basketball. It just brings back terrible memories.
Just to the fear that they would all turn up and see him in the crowd, just come up and
the women, these women are so strong, and I'm just such a feeble man, and I know that they just beat the shit out of me.
These women are so strong.
I love strong women.
Ever since I heard someone call the basketball the rock, I've only thought about them smashing me with a boulder.
Just dropping it on your fucking heads.
Cartoon style, from the backboard. Like, I'm just, like, aimlessly walking around the gym and a piano falls on top of me. And a bunch of women crowd around and stomp me.
They pick you up and dribble you and then, like, slam dunk you so hard that the backboard breaks.
I'm left there hanging off the rim like a dead thing.
It's like everybody's gonna like kind of come and be like, oh, that's weird. I didn't really know Joel was into like women's college basketball.
Looking for him,
like,
I guess.
Chewing on my fingernails.
Like,
his
family show up. Like, oh yeah, that's kind of weird. That I actually don't know why. Like, Joel's like third cousins.
Yeah,
like, from out of state. Like, you fly him in.
Everybody you've ever
like
known.
Every single like living known family.
Every
member
one of like your
Joel.
Ex-girlfriends. Like, it's just everyone. Oh, my. Everybody watches like. Yeah.
Anyone who knows who I am.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like,
this who's ever met you. Like, your local, like, gas station guy. Like, everyone who's ever, like, your boss from work.
the whole high school graduating class.
But I guess I'm happy for him.
The entire graduating class of college and high school.
That'd be fun.
We're in like MetLife, like we're in a giant stadium.
Oh yeah, at this point, at this point, Delaware Park is not a large enough venue.
Yeah,
like, we are in a football stadium.
We're in the Roman Coliseum. I'm playing against a bunch of women in basketball.
They
rebuilt
MetLife to be a Roman Coliseum. There's like we put you in like tattered fucking robes and like chains, just like push you out in the middle. What's happening?
And there's just a basketball court. Joel just like opens his eyes, like the sun, like because we kept him in a dungeon.
Yeah,
right?
For like a few
so
days.
The sun like is laying hurting his eyes. So like as he adjusts to the light, he's like, wait. He like he feels the ground, like he feels the hardwood. He's like, oh no. Like he like opens his eyes and he just sees a hoop in the distance, like through the haze.
Yeah.
And just it's hundreds of thousands of people watching. And then he just sees Caitlin Clark step out. Yeah. With just, like, a baseball
bat. It's, like, a blurry shadow, and it's just, like, a basketball hurtling at his face at, like, fucking 100 miles an hour. Just, like...
Yeah, they're just stoning me. They're just throwing rocks at me.
Yeah. Everybody in the crowd is, like, boo, boo, boo. And they're all, like, throwing, like, beer cans at you and shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That's why I don't believe people. I don't believe it when they say that there is no future for women's sports, because I'm pretty sure there is.
Yeah, because I'm not
lying. It's not going to be good for Joel, but there is definitely a future for women's sports.
I would pay a lot of fucking money to attend an event like that. That sounds like such a good time.
I think. Yeah. Could you imagine like 80 times a year, like a hot, full hockey schedule? Like Joel gets dragged out. That's the face of different.
It's Joel every time.
Women's college team. All right, Joel. Now you're facing Stanford, and they just come out and just kick his ass.
They have like playoffs for who can like give him the hardest beatdown. Yeah. And then like their championship is like both teams come out at the same time.
So you can make it knock him out first.
Yeah, we can like, or you, like yeah,
they just chase him around.
Yeah, the finals is that we like cover him in like Crisco and like let him lose.
Like a grease pig. I scamper around the court and they try to get me.
Sweet. That's what I'm saying. Like people saying there's not a market for women's sports. Are out of their minds.
Yeah.
This might be the next biggest thing. Now, is Joel gonna have to pay a little bit of the price to get this off the ground? A little.
But Joel, you're like,
think about what it's gonna do for women,
that's right.
Joel.
Joel's like such an ally that he's willing to sacrifice his entire body and peace of mind for the to elevate women's sports.
It's the best use for me at this point. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, this does pay. This is a minimum wage job.
I get paid like $32,000 a year.
Yeah, it's like slightly above minimum wage. $32,000.
Hey, I could be worth it.
I'd be sick. Yeah,
I would. Then, dude, like for real, it's like what better use could I have, you know, as an advocate for women's sports than to elevate women's sports by sacrificing my body?
Yeah, we'll let you sleep in the stadium gym.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Can I get at least get one of those, like, Coleman cots? And, like, a... maybe some newspaper. Maybe a cardboard.
This league's not going to be cheap, Joel. I mean,
and also
we're
going
to have to fly all those people out.
And we don't want to, like... We don't want these, like, matches to last all day. We want, like, 2 hours tops, you know? Like, quick and clean. So we don't want you to be, like, too well-rested or anything, you know?
Yeah, the ladies have other stuff to do,
you
know?
Slow.
Like, so I'm going to just sleep on a tile floor.
Yeah,
sure. They're student athletes. Like they're gonna have to
locker room floor.
You know, they're gonna have to go back to school. You know, they're gonna have to do homework.
Like,
they can't be beating your ass all day.
Yeah,
like
I mean, it's already like
they have obligations.
That's true. As much as I'd love to just get my ass beat for like at least 10 hours a day, it's just not in the cards.
Unless you're saying women shouldn't go to college, Joel. Is that what you're saying?
No, because then I...
You're
dude,
saying that they should stay home and be housewives?
I needed women in college so that I can have a job. Like, if I...
Oh.
I need more women's college basketball players to beat my ass.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's an eternal cycle. They're going to start getting different types of people, like different types of women applying to be basketball players that are more like... You know, it's like the goon style unit that you got in hockey. You got
ooh,
the beater.
Oh, yeah.
The enforcers.
Yeah, we need some, like, they're gonna, like, one bodybuilder per college team. It's like lean beef patty coming and just obliterating my jaw.
Oh, God. Just doing, like, a fucking, like, a flying kick right to your chest plate.
Like, a flying double leg drop kick would be so sick to get just driven into my chest.
That'd be sick. Throw that shit up on the ESPN top 10.
Dude, Shannon Sharp would pop off over clips of me getting my ass beat.
Shannon Sharp and Ocho arguing on Nightcap over like which women's team beat Joel's ass the hardest would be like.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Endless content.
I don't want to hear it anymore, Ocho. If you replay back the tape, you will clearly see Caitlin Clark giving Joel that black eye.
Stephen A. Smith would be awesome on that.
I will draw the line at Tony Romo, though. I refuse to let Tony Romo comment on my my ass beatings.
We want to maintain certain like standards for this league. You know, this new league we're developing. We don't want. He's just not that. He doesn't have the gift of the gab like the other ones do. Like a certain Stephen A.
I want.
Yes, Stephen A. would crush.
I want Jim Nance and Megan Thee Stallion. As my first ever ass beating commentators.
That'd be pretty good.
That'd pop off.
Yeah, I bet Megan would have like a lot to say about what she sees. Yeah. Maybe she would like include you like in a future bar or something. That would be kind of cool.
Oh.
Or she could beat my ass as well. Like she can get on. She could like a guest appearance. Like every single game, there's a celebrity that also helps beat my ass.
I mean, that sounds like a
honestly,
good idea.
Cardi B. But they're all
this,
prolific
wonder,
women in industry.
Well, yeah, they have to be. I wonder if this like if this sport or if this program, because this is still I still picture this as like maybe like we can have like a volunteer like for the Make a Nightmare kind of foundation every couple games. But what I'm thinking is like I wonder if this would like kind of have like a little bit of crossover like the UFC crowd, you know, and like maybe like. Like you'd end up seeing like Donald Trump's always at those UFC events, like you know, maybe like he'd come and do like a little like, you know, like try to shake Joel's hand or something.
And I clock him.
You know, like I wonder if that would happen.
Yeah, and then just like you'd fight back.
I'm not allowed to fight women in the court. I'm allowed to fight the men though.
You could fight the women.
Oh
no,
I mean you could try to fight the women.
Yeah, you could try.
Yeah, like we encourage you to try. Like that's.
But it's not gonna go well. But you can try. Just gonna make the man.
We can even give you like sticks and like crude clubs and stuff if you want.
Abe, actually, can you pull up? Can you pull up? Like how? Because that's the other thing. You forget on TV, like you don't think these people are that tall, but I feel like they're probably pretty tall, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Like, I want to see, like, can you see, like, how tall some of these broads are? And, like, if Joel really has a chance?
Yeah, what do you want, like, what a chance to, like, get with them?
No, I want to know, like,
Caitlin Clark's 6 feet tall.
With.
She's, like, the same height as me.
Okay, that's well, not that
also
bad.
Also, you're not 6 feet tall, Joel.
What?
Yeah, 5'10".
I am 6 feet tall.
No, I'm 6 foot two.
I'm 6 feet tall.
I'm like 5'9". You got like an 1 inch on me, max.
Okay,
calling
so,
you out. This is the
so she's 6 foot.
She's 6 foot.
I bet there's got to be some taller broads in this, in this
absolutely,
game.
Absolutely, absolutely. Without a doubt. I mean, I don't know. Should I just do tallest college basketball players?
Yeah, that'd be good.
We have tallest WNBA players.
That's not very
players.
Tall. Yeah.
Margot Dydek, 7 foot
what?
Two.
What? Jesus, Joel, she's gonna kick
you.
Oh, dude,
she,
is, gonna
oh, she will absolutely murder me.
She's a fucking Polak, too.
She's Polish?
Yeah.
That's fucking sick. I can't wait to get my
Happy
ass beat by
Margot.
Dydek. Oh, and her. Check it out. Her husband's name was David Twig. Fucking 7 foot two Margot Dydek and fucking David Twig.
David Twig.
Yeah, I wonder why that marriage That's only lasted dumb. 3 years.
How old is she? It says they were 37? Married from 2006 to 2011.
37.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Look up tallest. Like, I want to know, like, who's the tallest NCAA like women's basketball player? Because Joel's gonna have to work in with college for maybe a few years till he's eligible to go to the WNBA.
Number one is Camila Cardoso at 6'7".
Okay.
Oh, this is just in the final four, but, I mean, yeah.
I mean, dude, Joel's really, you know, he's going to want the top 10.
Only the cream of the crop.
You know?
We're talking playoffs here, you know.
Joel, do you think you could take her at 6'7", one-on-one? I know I couldn't.
No,
I'll be
no,
fine.
Yeah, I'm probably going to die.
She'd do that thing to me where I'm, like, running at her and trying to, like, swing my arms at her, and she's just, like, holding my head, like, while I'm trying to, like, run in place.
That'd be bad.
Oh, here we go. Here's a Reddit post about it. I'm sure this will be good.
Substantive.
Here, Abby Boutier from Texas, 6'9". LOL.
Oh, I get it.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Imagine, like, the all-star game of this. Like, we do an all-star game, or, like, we get, like, the meanest girl from every team to come.
Oh, just...
And, like, we do, like, East versus West.
Yeah, because every game would have, like, an MVP about, like, someone who did, like, something specific, like, particularly bad. Like, spit on him while he's down or something. Or, like, sneak in a weapon of some sorts.
Maybe a mace.
Oh, Jesus. There's like, I'm worried about scrolling through this Reddit thread because I feel like there's gonna be some perverts in here.
Yeah, it could be kind of a dark place.
Whatever.
Yeah, we don't want to deal with those perverts right now.
Yeah, Joel, do you have any like, I don't know, things you'd like to like? I guess like, do you? Is there anything you need for this to happen, or is your love for women's sports powerful enough that you're willing to put it all on the line?
Pretty much.
Or do you need, like, we can get you, like, a used car from, like, Wester or something.
No, I mean, if you could fly me out to the Roman Colosseum, that'd be dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But all I need is my flesh, like, my body, for them to be.
Oh, my God.
That's a good, like, quote to put under, like, your fucking, like, talking head when you show up on, like, ESPN2. Like, Joel Stabell, quote, all I need is my flesh.
This is my flesh. I also, like, we gotta figure out, like how they, like, how do they get points? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, how do we assess the damage that they've done to Joel? Because
we could
you know what I mean?
We could do, like, every time they, like, knock him down. Or we can do, like, an x-ray, like, count broken bones.
I think I think that's a good one. But I honestly, we just need to hire, like, UFC referees, like, where they offer points for strikes, takedowns, submissions.
Oh, yeah.
That might that's be good. The easiest point system.
Yeah, like, that's, like, how they, like, break ties and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I like the x-ray idea, because obviously they're going to be breaking bones, and if you, like, it might come down to, like, the closest rib, like, a rib break or something, like, maybe degree of break,
Like, if you really shatter the fuck out of it.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
I like the degree. The degree idea. Then you can have, like, a whole spectrum. You know, you can reward breaks of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, of course.
Turn your torso into, like, a sandbag.
They're gonna put my limp body into like a mold they made of me so that I can heal back to size every time.
Yeah, we start using like experimental drugs on you to like stitch your bones back together after. We use like that fucking potion from Harry Potter that grows your bones back.
Oh my god. That'd be so fucking sick.
Oh my fuck.
I don't know. I think I'm really excited about this, but this was essentially what I was thinking about the whole time I was watching that game last night. I just couldn't stop thinking.
So just to be like clear, like this, like in your normal day-to-day life, you could home from work and you flick on the boob tube, you pour yourself an organic lager and sit down with your dog, watch women's sports and fantasize about them all beating up Joel.
Well, yeah, that's a typical Friday night.
Yeah, that's just like, you know, I'm in for the night. I'm young. I'm in my 20s. I'm
That's not what you guys are doing. I mean,
I do like the same thing, but I watch like I'm watching like softball, and I'm imagining them like pitching the ball at Joel's head and stuff, and like
you're just watching a different women's sport. Whenever I watch women's sports, I picture how could they use their skills to bring more hurt to
pulverize
Joel.
It sounds kind of productive.
Oh my god.
Anyways, Julie, wanna come down and watch the championship game Sunday?
This Sunday? As in tomorrow?
Sunday. Tomorrow's Sunday?
Yeah. Dumb.
Oh, fuck.
Well, not when this releases. Right. Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Tuesday. But if they listen to it on Tuesday, then tomorrow's Wednesday.
And if they listen to it on Wednesday, tomorrow's Thursday.
That's our forecast for the week.
Yeah. It's looking like a good week, y'all. The days are still there.
Looking like we're gonna get our normal days this week.
Yep. Apocalypse hasn't happened yet. Do you guys think if the Mad Max apocalypse happens, we'll still be podcasting?
Yeah.
Of course.
They'll make us.
Yeah, they'll force us. We'll be slaves and be forced to podcast.
Yeah, we'll be slaves. We'll be slaves to the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team, and they'll force us to podcast.
We're, like, kept in a fucking cage, and then, like, they're driving around. They're driving around, like, fucking Dodge Chargers around the desert, and they flick on the radio, and it's just like, yeah, so anyway, like, my poop was really watery this, like, past time.
That's what they want. Our demographic is mostly college basketball players.
Yeah.
The majority of our demographic are our listeners.
It gets them hyped for raids. You know, raids on neighboring villages and slave camps.
They need more men to beat.
Yeah. They need more men to catch, to beat up. Because, like, you know, realistically, Joel, you're only a human being. Like, you can only sustain so much damage before you have to retire from the league. So they have to find more meat.
As long as they let me heal a little bit, like enough to get out into the ring.
Yeah,
I can take a lot of abuse. You know, I'm a great body bag.
In like the apocalyptic future, like, you know, they like throw you back in the cage after you're beat down, and then me and Jacob are in nurse robes, and we have to like put a cool towel on your head. There. It's almost time to record the pod, Joel. Wake up.
My blank stare.
Wake up, Joel. Wake up. We have to record. The episode drops in 3 hours. Please wake up.
All right.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Well, yeah, I mean. Oh.
What's up?
What looks like it's been almost, you know, 55 minutes.
Mm.
I was going to prompt Joel to rap, but I wanted to do a live Kiefer reaction. To those who don't know, I was recently gifted a Kiefer starter by one of my coworkers.
Who would know?
My supervisor, in fact. And I recently just finished my first batch. It looked a little fucked up and it smelled kind of gross, but I think it's going to be pretty good. I've put a few frozen blueberries in it, put it in the fridge overnight.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to get up, give it a swirl, and then I'll come back with a small glass. So I'll be right back for that.
This is very exciting. This is going to be a very exciting live reaction. If this deal goes well enough, then Jacob has vowed to quit his job and start selling kefir full time. He's opened up his own cultured milk business. Well, I would just like to take this time while we're waiting to apologize and say and thank Joel for being such a good sport for allowing us to talk for half an hour straight about beating him to death.
It'd be my pleasure, man, you know?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Nothing like getting your ass beat for a living.
It ain't much, but it's an honest living. Getting your, like, torso turned into, like, a bag of Lay's chips that could squeeze too hard.
As long as they gave me, like, extra toasty Cheez-Its on the daily, like, I could be fueled off those and still be happy, no matter what
Cheez-Its
I'm doing.
Cheez-Its heal you? They cleanse your wounds?
And peanut butter. I do love peanut butter.
Cheez-Its and peanut butter together?
No, not together. I'm not a fucking animal.
I was gonna say, I don't know, that seems a little, that's rancid.
Yeah, that'd be some cursed, that'd be very cursed.
No, but that's like a delectable snack, separate.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I just take like a big spoon of peanut butter and I just lick it like a lollipop.
Oh, Jakey, look at that kefir.
Alright, so.
It's got a generous jar we're seeing here, Jakey.
So, this is, for the listeners at home, I put blueberries in there, you can see it's turned purple.
Yeah, it's got some good color in there.
I stirred it up. I do worry about this first batch. I put it through a strainer, but I'm like, why did I do that? So then, because I was trying to get the culture out, so I put it in the strainer. So I think I lost a good amount of the curd, so this isn't going to be as thick as I hoped.
That's a trick. I think the processed ones, I think they like blend the curds in rather than straining it. Yeah.
So, here's a good look at it. I don't know if you guys want to, looks pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah. I would drink that.
I would say the smell.
Describe it.
The smell is like a cheese.
Okay.
It smells like cheese curds.
Made with blueberries, smells like cheese. That's a good sign.
Yeah. So, here we go. I guess I'll try it.
All right. We're all anxiously waiting for his reaction. He's stone-faced. He's showing nothing. He's smacking his lips full of delicious milky, culture milky.
He's swishing it around.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ!
It's like the boar all over again.
Honestly, it's fucking kind of gas.
Damn! Yeah!
I think I did it.
Yeah,
this is pretty good. This is good stuff.
Yeah!
I'm gonna go for one more.
We don't even have to try. It's always keeper time.
Yeah, homemade kefir! Yeah, motherfucker!
It's actually really good. I'm very proud of myself. We don't even have to try. We make kefir by ourselves. Wow, that's actually pretty good.
So when can we expect you to quit your job, Jacob?
It's kind of ironic, the idea of Jake's boss giving him a culture that allows him to quit his job.
Yeah, that has enabled his freedom. Now
I might bring a jar out of this to Wisconsin, Abe.
Oh, hell yeah. We're all sitting around the campfire, sipping.
It can make, Abe, I can make 3 cups of kefir a day with this culture.
And can you just keep reusing the same culture?
Yep.
Oh my god.
It just ends up growing, so maybe one day I'll be able to give you your own.
Holy crap. Oh,
that's so epic.
This was
much better than I thought. The smell kind of so came talented. Off like, should I actually eat this? But now that I'm drinking it, it's not.
Tastes like normal.
It tastes pretty good, yeah.
Next episode, you'll have to describe to us how your like future poops are after this. Like how this affected your body and butt.
Well, I still have to, like, I still have, like, two or three bottles of normal store-bought kefir in there that I gotta use.
Oh, damn. We gotta burn through the supply. You know,
before I do my full transition, but yeah, this is very promising. Speaking of backed up inventory, I wonder if Joel has any backed up inventory in his brain of words that rhyme, perhaps.
I can search up there.
Maybe like to rap over maybe like a women's college basketball type beat.
Ooh, nice.
Or a solar eclipse type beat. I think either of those would be good.
Which would you prefer, Joel?
Oh, gosh. Let's go with solar eclipse type beat.
Wow, I'm just like looking the. I've really ruined the fucking algorithm.
NoFap ruining my life. The dark truth. NoFap ruining your life.
18-year-old Aiden Ross explains how to make it.
Now that sounds productive. Cougar cry.
Yeah, sorry, solar eclipse type beat. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think if I blooded this, it'd be a lot better.
Now you know. You're learning and growing.
You're swelling.
This is just my first batch, you know.
You're swelling, Jacob. I can see you growing right now. I can see you growing through the camera.
Jesus Christ.
Recently uploaded. NBA Youngboy type beat, solar eclipse, sad guitar.
That sounds sick.
That sounds good.
That's fitting, I feel like, because like, you want like the sad guitar for your...
Yeah, I'm kind of... that's what I'm feeling right now.
Impending.
Well, I do want to thank all of our listeners for listening. I hope you have a great solar eclipse. Don't look at it for too long, right? Because that'll hurt your eyes.
But if you do somehow become blinded, don't worry. You can still listen to this episode every week, and we'll tell you everything important that happened in the week prior that you missed out seeing.
So thank you for listening. But yeah, go ahead. I mean, Joel, take it away. I gotta pose.
Yeah.
Yo, that's kind of a sad guitar, dude.
I'm so sad right now. Okay. Abe got me fucked up. He keep on dissing me. He said I wasn't 6 foot. That's a lie. I even saw a picture. I found that shit. Abe's up to his bullshit. Perfecto. Again and again, again and again, again and again. I cannot forget. These are my friends. They're all my homies. All the bad chat people. You are all my boys. I never will be. I never will see. I never will leave you. Bat chat, we love you. Plum. All my crew. Drinking brew. With my broskies. Ooh. They my homies. Whoa. I never will lie. Abe made me sad. That's why this guitar is not bad. My dogs, they're my boys. We get it. We run it.
Yo, Joel, can I say?
Go off.
I got a bar. Let me wait for the drums to kick back in. Shout out the NCAA Women's Tournament.
Love you.
Shout out Kiefer.
Keep beating my ass.
Where are my drums? Caitlin Clark, she left mark. Joel's face. Tire marks. Ooh. Joel Scott, what's that shit called in your pants when you got the brown stain on your underwear?
Skid mark.
Joel's got that shit.
Beehole bleeding.
I got that shit. After this Kiefer, I'm gonna be bleeding out my ass.
I wiped too hard.
Different colors.
Now my beehole cracked. Now I'm bleeding out there. That's my ass. Little shit got in there. It might be infected. But I'm invested. Ooh. In this podcast shit. Woo-hoo. I won't stop trying. You stop lying. That girl been testing me, but I already got one. Her name is Norga. She's pretty Norga. Dope. She's pretty sick. She's pretty dope.
Joel says 6 feet. His secret kept discreet. I exposed his lies, and now he's mad at us guys.
Drinking all these curds. Toilet's gonna be filled with turds.
For real.
Oh, man.
Oops. We should really start a rap group.
Yeah,
perfecto.
Well, thank you, everybody. Well,
good job, Joel. That was a really good rap.
Thank you.
Alright. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
Love you.
Have a good eclipse.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.